This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing, independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Discover even more flavors from your local coast with Pelican's new craft sodas. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
Pelican Brewing presents today's Daily Ticker, and they invite you to take a beach break at one of their four coastal locations: Cannon Beach, Tillamook, Pacific City, Lincoln City, and soon to be Rockaway, Oregon. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. Let's go to Kansas City. Panic meter might be going off. I know he's got a radio show coming up here at the top of the hour. Alex Gold of Cody and Gold, 96.5, The Fan, over there in Kansas City. Good morning. Thank you for joining us, Alex. We always appreciate we can get you on. I want to start with not the panic meter. I want to ask, what was the most concerning part of what you saw from the Chiefs in week one?
Hey, good morning, guys. Always good to be on with you. Yeah, look, it's the defense. You know, it's the defense because last year we saw the offense struggle, but they still were able to, of course, win 15 games and kind of fight through it. Even if it was ugly, when they had to have a key drive or a key play by Mahomes, they got it. So I think there's a belief that when Rashee Rice comes back from suspension, Xavier Worthy hopefully is back in 2 or 3 weeks or so, that the offense can still figure this thing out. But in those years where the offense maybe was a little sluggish, the defense was one of the best in the NFL. So far more concerning that the defense got off to the start that they did. You know, missed assignments, guys were running into each other, a lot of miscommunication, some young guys in the secondary. That, to me, is the worry, that can the defense get along here quick enough, move along quick enough, to wait until the offense really is able to be at full strength.
There was a study that was done after week one in the NFL, just tracking like fan bases and their tweets, and the most panicked fan bases after the first week of the season, and the Chiefs came in fourth on the list. So I'll ask you, just what have you heard from your listeners? Because Twitter is not real life. So I'm just curious, what have you heard from your listeners after one game? Where are you at on that meter? And what does a win or a loss do to your meter this weekend?
So personally, I'm not panicking, and I would say that the word definitely used for Chiefs fans in Kansas City, not that there aren't, of course, outliers, as you said, on social media that are panicking. I think people are concerned. People know that 0-2 is a real possibility, and that's not something anybody in Kansas City has seen. We've been spoiled since 2014. And so never in the Mahomes era. So it's uncharted territory, I guess you could say, for a lot of the newer Chiefs fans as well that don't remember the struggles that existed and exist for most teams. And they've got a brutal start to the schedule. I mean, a division rival of the Chargers last week. We know Philly coming up on Sunday. Then it's the Giants, but then it's Baltimore, and then it's the Lions. I mean, it's a brutal start. So knowing that this thing can kind of spiral record-wise, I don't think anybody is panicking like, hey, they're going to be a 9-1 football team now and miss the playoffs and all that. But there's the reality of they could be 0-2. The Chargers, if they beat the Raiders, are 2-0. If the Raiders beat the Chargers, they're 2-0. The Broncos have a subpar opponent, I would say, coming up this Sunday. So you could clearly be behind the eight ball so quickly. That's where I think a lot of fans are at, is can you stabilize this thing, get to 1-1, take a deep breath, and I think that everybody would relax. Otherwise, Monday, you know, I know the national conversation certainly will be that the world is ending and it's completely over for them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah, Alex Gold, our guest here, 96.5 The Fan. He's got a show coming up here in about 20 minutes. Cody and Gold on a Football Friday over there in Kansas City. They don't want to start 0-2. I think I saw a stat this week on our NFL Factoid Tuesday, Alex, that it was like the Chiefs and the Browns, the only two teams that haven't started 0-2, I think it is, since 2018. So they're not necessarily always out the gate slow. I'm curious how the division has changed your thinking on this. The panic meter may not be through the roof, but if you lose to the Eagles and the Chargers continue to look good, or the Raiders go to 2-0 and the Broncos handle the Colts, just how much the division being tough and difficult and really well-coached changed the thinking on some of this stuff week to week?
Yeah, I think the floor has been raised in the division, most notably with the Raiders is who I'm talking about. You know, the Raiders have a competent quarterback, a competent head coach. We saw they look pretty good against the Patriots, but we don't know how good the Patriots are going to be yet. And I think we'll all learn a little bit more Monday night when the Raiders play the Chargers. You know, the division to me going into the year, the Broncos, I viewed them as the second best team in this division, followed by the Chargers. Well, now the Chargers do have a win already against Kansas City. Now, that counted as their home game. So if you want to play the numbers game, you would say, hey, the Chiefs still get the Chargers at home later this year. They obviously still have two against the Broncos, two against the Raiders. So there's plenty of time to catch up. But I agree with you that the division itself, everybody can beat everybody. This is not a – I don't think even the Raiders are going to be a team that everybody just can count on two wins. I mean, heck, the Chiefs not too long ago lost to them on a key Christmas Day game that they went on to win the Super Bowl 2 years ago. But still, this is a team that I think is now going to give you some fits with Geno Smith and Brock Bowers and company. So the division is real. I would say, though, I think a lot of people in Kansas City take their start out of it, have heard the conversations during this 9-year run they've had in the division that, oh, this is the year the Chargers got them. The Chargers had multiple years where probably by week 12, the Chargers should have won the division, and then they slip up. And so I think there's still a, hey, prove to me you can handle it when you're supposed to win later on in the year.
Interesting. I know you got to go. Last one I got for you. You can go as quickly as you want. I'm just curious, the update on Xavier Worthy, who I believe was back at practice yesterday. What does the timeline look? And then we know the Dolphins are going to implode, and Tyreek Hill will hit the market at some point, and the Chiefs are already linked as a favorite to land. And I just, is that something feasible down the road for you?
So starting with Worthy, it was a surprise that he was at practice. It's a good surprise. Now, he's very limited. You know, there was some video circulating that he did catch some footballs. He's wearing a harness or a brace on that shoulder that he dislocated. I think a lot of people believed when on Wednesday Andy Reid said they weren't putting him on IR, that was also, of course, positive that they think they can get him back before 4 weeks from now. Otherwise, you just put him on the IR. So the three-week timeline, I think, suddenly is realistic. Next week, I think there's a shot. I don't think there's any way he's playing this Sunday despite practicing in some form yesterday. But the concern of season ending and all that, I think this has been best case scenario, if you want to call it that, considering the injury that he had, that maybe he's only going to miss a game or two and then be back out there. And without Rice, they of course desperately need their number one wide receiver right now in Xavier Worthy. As far as Tyreek Hill, it was definitely a conversation earlier this week on our show. I think we're a month at least away before that becomes a real convo, both because it is still early, even though I agree with you, I think the Dolphins are a mess. Then Tyreek Hill complicated matters more. There's those new allegations that are out there from his ex-wife that the league's investigating. The cap hit is a mess. It's like a $50 million cap hit next year. So I think there's way too many hurdles, and I believe the Chiefs are just kind of done with Tyreek Hill. I think they kind of went as far as they want to go with him.
Where are you going with the spread? 1.5? I know you do BetMGM stuff as well. Philly is favored 1.5. And what car do you drive?
Ooh.
So the spread is the first time, if it holds, the first time since 2022 that Mahomes is a home dog. He's only been a home dog one other time, guys, and that was against the Bills. They did lose outright. So I'm on the Chiefs 1.5. You're still giving me points with Patrick Mahomes. I'm gonna take that every single time. I still think some of the issues last week against the Chargers were miscommunication on defense, stuff that I view as easily correctable. Offensively, they're going to have to win ugly. You know, they're going to have to go multiple tight end sets, and it's not going to be pretty. But I do think they can win. It's at Arrowhead, and I think they calm the waters. As far as a car, I'm in a Ford F-150. Fortunately, there's a dealership here in town that we got a great relationship with, and so every couple weeks I get a different vehicle to drive.
Wow, life must be great.
Life is good in Kansas City, man.
Oh my God,
best barbecue in America and a new car every couple weeks.
And
let's
Pat
go,
Mahomes.
And Patrick Mahomes,
and Taylor Swift, Cody and Gold.
Yeah,
Cody and Gold. Catch him 96.5. The Fan. Thanks so much, Alex. We appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.